JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. It's Fire Safety Week, and today we'll outline the activities planned for this observance. And coming up later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. This is Roundabout JA. Stay with us. The Jamaica Fire Brigade, JFB, is leading Jamaica's observance of Fire Safety Awareness Week 2014, October 26 to November 1, under the theme Community in Action Supporting Fire Prevention. Public Relations Officer of the JFB, Emilio Ebanks, says the theme is to highlight the importance of community involvement in preventing fires.
We're really going into communities, because really what we are going at is getting persons to play their part, to play their role in the whole fire safety awareness. That's the main thing that we are pushing for.
Several workshops and training sessions will be held across the island for Fire Safety Awareness Week. Come Wednesday, there will be a community interface happening simultaneously in Halfway Square, Portia Simpson Miller Square, and Crossroads at 1 p.m. Then on Friday, the brigade will host an award ceremony to recognize the safest and most compliant entities at the St. William Grant Park. The Jamaica Fire Brigade will be in every parish this week conducting fire drills, community outreach, and hosting information sessions. For more details on the week of activities, contact Emilia Ebanks at 922-2523 or email them at pr.jfb@cwjamaica.com.
I'm Romario McKenzie, Robin, captain of the Calabar High Track Team. And me have a message for anybody who have planned to take the tablet them, but the government give the schoolers for use in class. You never hear so them break the tablet them. That means anywhere the tablets there, the government can shut them down. Those GPS tracker installing of them. And even if you find a way, and you go around all of that, the minute you go up on the internet, them are going to know. So here what you do. Just leave the youth them with the tablet. Give them a chance to further them education. Makes sense. Done.
In the next 16 years, Jamaica hopes to provide each citizen full access to efficient and reliable infrastructure and services. This is part of the plan to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. And now, our glimpse of Jamaica.
We are independent in 1962, and at before 1962, nobody couldn't go up on the peace later at 9 o'clock at night. No, not church. You couldn't preach later at 9 o'clock at night. Bar couldn't open later at 9 o'clock. You see? After independence, now these things could happen. But you know, we live a good life those days, you see? When 39 war start, Blackwood police come, you have to hide the lamp on your bed. Because Blackwood police come and tell you, say, Blackwood, you can't burn a light with police. Come bomb up the place. You come burn the air, you come burn down your place. You can't have no light in your house. You see, you have to hide the light. You have to have your tin in your wish lamp that lamp was crazy night. Not a tin in lamp. If you have a shield lamp, you have to hide it on your bed. Because then you have high bed. Simeon, Zacchaeus, Thomas is the name.
Let your favorite glimpse of Jamaica be heard. Simply email tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses at jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024. Thanks for having joined us on today's program. I'm Casita Irving with student engineer Andre Palmer. And until we do this again, what good?
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.